as well.
If you don't, yeah, if you don't, whatever, you can, you, aside from money, we'll take you.
Mm-hmm.
We have the news, and then I'll be up, so I hope you guys will be sitting with me while I'm up
there.
Yeah,
I'll be staying in for a bit. And
we got some fun music coming up.
Alrighty. Well, thank you for listening, Corey, to Forgotten Geek, and I'll be back in a couple weeks. And here we go with the news.
Okay.
This is Sam Sebrin from Athens, and you are listening to WGXC ACRA 90.7 FM and WGXC.org.
Consider making a donation to the WGXC Spring Pledge Drive, Summer Pledge Drive, 518-697-7400. You can't tell if it's spring or summer around here. 518-697-7400 is the number to call, or go online to wgxc.org/donate and make a donation to keep local radio live and local.
The Catskill Public Library staff loves having the WGXC programmers broadcasting during the week from our Carnegie Room. For information about using the space for a meeting of your own, please call the library at 518-943-4230.
I'll have some clam chowder followed by beefsteak on rye, pumpkin pie, whipped cream and coffee.
Hi, this is Phyllis Segura, host of Eating It in the Hudson Valley, a monthly program about anything food-related, like farmers, recipes, local products, and permaculture. I'll feature interviews, my monthly food report, and more. Tune in on the second Tuesday of the month from 2 to 3 in the afternoon on WGXC 90.7 FM or online at WGXC.org.
I want a green salad on the side. Don't forget the French fried pizza pie, garlic and anchovy.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Green County lawmakers, builders, and architects will once again meet to discuss possible cuts to the county jail proposal in an effort to reduce the estimated $51.4 million price tag. The meeting will take place June 12th and 13th at the Green County Office Building on Main Street in Catskill. Green County Administrator Sean Groden said the meeting Tuesday the 12th is not expected to go late into the day, but was set to go from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. so lawmakers working during the day could stop by. Lawmakers who do not attend will be sent meeting minutes. The second workshop, scheduled for June 13th, may be canceled. Groden said representatives of SMRT Architects and Engineers PC of Latham, the project architect, and Pike Company of Rochester, the construction manager, are expected to offer estimates of what could be saved based on various suggestions offered at the May 30th workshop. He said, and I quote, "That will be the majority of the meeting. It's a pretty short list," end quote. Groden said no decisions will be made during the workshop. Each of the suggested modifications will be included as part of the Public Safety Committee July meeting agenda. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Kenneth C. Crow II is reporting for the Times Union. Supreme Court Justice Jonathan D. Nichols of Columbia County on June 11th dissmissed the criminal indictment of Rensselaer County District Attorney Joel E. Abelov. Nichols concluded the state attorney general's office exceeded its investigatory authority and did not have the jurisdiction to prosecute the DA on charges of felony perjury. Abelov was accused of lying to a grand jury and mishandling the investigation of the fatal police shooting of unarmed DWI suspect Edson Thevenin in 2016. The indictment charged Abelov with holding back evidence from the grand jury that investigated the indictment. He was also charged with unlawfully allowing the officer who fired the fatal shots to testify with immunity from prosecution when he appeared before the grand jury, and for lying when he appeared in front of a special grand jury investigating his conduct. Nichols' decision focused on the issue of jurisdiction and did not address the strength of the evidence presented in support of the charges against the DA. Abelov told the Times Union he was relieved by the decision and said the judge did not give the Attorney General's office permission to present the case again to the grand jury. And you can read that full story in the Times Union. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Hudson officials and Mid-Hudson Cablevision are currently engaged in negotiation over a new 15-year franchise.